I was already thinking, you know, while y'all was talking, you know, in the play. And to the Carol, I guess we were thinking about the same thing. I'm not going to go to no play. I don't go to no play.
Okay.
About Jesus. I don't go to no movie about Jesus. Anything that anybody got to do with about Jesus. I'm going to tell you why. They're just not going to get it right. I know who Jesus is. I don't need no play to watch, you know, about Jesus. Most of these people is not saved. And they're not going to tell the story right, you know. And the Bible said, Jesus actually says, they say, whoa, Jesus is over here and over there. He's not supposed to go. You can go if you want to, guys. It's up to you. I'm not going. That's just me. Glory, she can go if you want to. But I'm not going to no play about Jesus. Especially when he tells us not to go. When everybody proclaimed to be Jesus, that's part of the prophecy from him. And in the last days, they're going to be saying, I'm Jesus. And that's up to y'all. I'm not, you know, telling nobody what they can't do. You got your own mind, but that's my mind. You know, so, and I feel so down today, you know, I feel so sad today. I feel sad today. I can't lift my spirit. You know, I can't lift my spirit because I prepared myself the whole week, you know, for today. You know, I feel my spirit is down and sad, and I feel that the angels in heaven, today's spirit is sad. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. The Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul that come to the Lord. And I kept looking at the door, and I kept hoping and kept praying that that couple was going to walk through that door. Because I really had it in my heart today that we was going to take them down in the water in Jesus' name. And, you know, when I didn't see her. I don't know, the day ain't over. You know, it might come in.
It could.
You know, before we go home or something. But I really, really was thinking about them, you know, because their spirit was down. They were seeking help, you know, between each other. So y'all had to just pray for me. You know, I really was ready. last Sunday when they asked, I said, let's go do it now. Maybe we should have did it now. You know, I'm going to tell you, when the person said, I want to be baptized, and especially baptized in the name of Jesus, they ready to turn around. We can't, you know, we can't, you know, let the devil, you know, the devil told them up last week. So bad, my spirit is down because of, you know, so I don't know their name, you know, the pastor just said their name, I don't know, I can't remember their name, but I was really hoping they'd be here. I got prepared, we was going to talk to them about, you know, what it's all about, and I tried to change my message today, and the Spirit of the Lord said, preach what I tell you to preach. She told me to preach what I tell you to preach, you know.
Amen.
And so I'm just... We need to get in touch with them. Get in touch with them, you know, so we won't lose them.
Amen.
You know, we won't use, you know, people say, oh, I'm going to get back to this kind of church.
Amen.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't come to this kind of church. This is a holiness church.
Amen.
You know, we're different. We ain't the same.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe like we do other than what we believe in.
Uh-huh.
We believe in Jesus Christ. Or they say they believe in Jesus. They say they're Christians.
Uh-huh.
You know, people say that all over the world. But when they say, do you really understand and have the knowledge as to who Jesus is?
Uh-huh.
Do you really understand why Jesus came down?
Yeah.
They can't tell you that. Huh?
Yeah.
They can't tell you. They can talk about Christianity. They can do this and do that. Most of them talk about Christianity and they do everything, you know, against the word of God. You know, that we ain't the same.
Mm-mm.
We are holiness. Huh?
Amen.
We are after the apostles' doctrine.
Amen.
Jesus left the word of God with the apostles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The disciples. He left it. He came here and said, okay, I'm going back home. I'm going to put my word in your hand.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it with you to continue.
Amen.
And we teach Jesus. We teach holiness. We we teach the baptism in the name of Jesus. The baptism in the name of Jesus is the only baptism that's going to remove sin.
Amen.
There's no other baptism. Amen. No Trinity of baptism, no whatever they want to say. Just dip you in the water or I baptize you. The name of Jesus moves sin.
Yes.
It's the mover.
Amen.
Without it, some people try to fix it up and say, I baptize in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This we do in Jesus' name. That's not what Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, in the name. That's the church we've been belong in. And that we, you know, we live in the last days. And these, you know, nobody's going to come to a holy church, but they got to live right.
Yes.
Huh?
That's right. Amen.
Be quiet on me now.
Amen.
This is the kind of church I was brought up in the name of Jesus, in church.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh? It's more to say I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to say I'm a Christian.
Amen.
We must walk a righteous and a holy life.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. And not only we must live a holy and righteous life, we must know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And not be confused about who Jesus is.
Amen.
Jesus was the Word of God.
Amen.
He was the mouthpiece in the flesh on earth.
Yes.
Amen.
You hear me talking?
Yes.
You see me, don't you?
Yes.
You hear my words, don't you?
Yes.
Jesus was the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus sitting on the right hand of Jesus, huh?
Come on.
The power sitting on the right hand of Jesus. People really believe that Jesus sitting on the right hand of God, of the Father, huh? Jesus is the right hand of God.
Hallelujah.
The right hand of God is the power of God.
Yes.
The power of God is the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He was the boss. Thank you, Jesus. God is a spirit.
Yes.
Huh? He's a spirit.
Amen.
And he do speak.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus was the Word and is the Word of God yet today.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the Word. He's God Almighty.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
He's God Almighty.
Yes, he is.
The Bible said that Jesus was the Almighty God. Is the Almighty God.
Yes.
It says it. People don't believe that. That's the way we teach. That's the way we believe. Thank you, Jesus. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And people don't believe like that. They don't want to believe like that. I just remember the stuff that I was brought up, you know, coming up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we should do. You know, when you read your Bible, you'll learn.
Amen.
You'll learn. So I'm not, you know, I'm just me. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go ahead and preach whatever we're going to have. Might have to preach it again. I just wanted the couple to understand, you know, what they were doing.
Amen.
As far as getting baptized, you know, we're supposed to explain it to people. Sometimes you don't have time to explain it to people. When they ready, you got to catch them when they ready.
Yeah.
You know, catch them now.
Yeah.
And then baptize them. And then after they get baptized, then set them down and start teaching them.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. We got baptized when we were kids. We didn't understand nothing we was doing.
Yeah.
So we just did.
Amen.
And as we went, they taught us. They taught us the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to go and I'm going to start this in 3 John. Let me see, that's a case in Matthew. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to 3 John 10:9. I got to the point I didn't want to preach today. But I'm going to have to do it anyway. Whether I like it or not, I got to do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. 3 John 10:9. I'm going to go a little bit up. Thank you, Jesus. A little bit up in the 7th verse. Jesus was talking a parable to the people. Jesus said, unto them again in the seventh verse. Very, very, I say unto you, he said, I am the door of the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. The sheep is us.
Amen.
We are the sheep. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All that ever come or came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep do what?
Get
the
hear
them. Thank you, Jesus. And number 9 said, again, Jesus said, I am the door. Thank you, Jesus. By me, if any enter in, he shall be what?
Saved.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Shall be saved. And shall what?
Go
in
out
and
find
pasture.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Should I say that again? Jesus said he what?
I am the door.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, don't want y'all to start thinking about a physical door now. We're going to get to that. Thank you, Jesus. And over here in Luke, I want Luke 13 and 24. Jesus said, he said in the 24th verse, says, strive. Y'all hear that?
Strive.
What does strive mean?
Fight.
Make
an effort.
Once a week. Work on it.
Every day. Every hour.
Strive to enter into the what?
In at the straight gate.
For many, I say you,
unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Into where?
The straight gate.
The straight gate. Okay, let's keep on going. When once the master of the house is risen up, and have shut where?
To the door.
Shut the what?
To the door.
You know Jesus said gate first?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then now there's a door.
Okay.
So there's, like my door at my house is on my house, right?
Right.
I got a big gate.
Right.
You got to come to that gate first to get
in.
Thank you, Jesus. But he said what? So about the door?
And the master of the house has risen up and has
shut the door.
Uh-huh.
And what?
And you begin to stand without and to knock at the door.
And what the people are doing?
Lord,
say what?
Saying, Lord, open unto us.
He messed up. And what did the Lord say?
And he shall answer and say unto
what?
You, I know you not whence
you
are.
Once the door shut, it's shut.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus said, I am the door.
Uh-huh.
Then later on, he said about striving to enter into the gate. What?
Straight gate.
Straight gate.
You got to get into the gate first.
Uh-huh.
You got to get past the gate first.
Yeah.
Get to the door.
Yeah.
Y'all got that?
All right.
Don't get me wrong there. I'm not talking about a physical iron gate like I got in my house.
Right.
I got an iron gate to keep the devil out. Devilish neighbors that I have, I got a gate to keep them out.
Okay.
Come through that gate. I know you ain't supposed to be in the right, you in the wrong place.
Okay. All right. Amen.
But we got to strive, work on it.
Amen.
Our life got to work on it every day. Huh?
Amen.
It stops when you go to bed and go to sleep.
No.
Huh? You got to do what? When you're sleeping, you should dream about Jesus.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
24 hours around the clock, we got to strive to just make it where?
To the straight gate.
To the gate? Come on, man. You got to make it up to the gate.
Right.
God didn't make it. He didn't make this too easy. If it's too easy, you have thieves, liars, murderers,
everybody.
You bitches, you got to make it to the gate first.
Right.
Before you get to me.
All right.
Which is the what?
The door.
Come on, yeah.
He's the door.
He's the door.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I am the
door.
I am the door to where?
Heaven.
Come
heaven.
On, man. Y'all shy.
I'm the door
y'all
to heaven.
Y'all can scream and holler back at me. I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all come on.
Yeah.
Holler back at me. Huh? That's right. That's for y'all. You got to make it to the gate. Now, what Jesus is saying is, you know how the tree of life or the tree of knowledge?
Right.
Uh-huh. Adam and Eve had the tree of knowledge.
Oh boy.
And he was they was told not to touch it.
Don't eat.
Well, now we got the tree to heaven.
Right.
I'm gonna get you there. We got a tree. It ain't a tree of life, but we got something else besides a tree. See, Jesus changed it from a tree to something else.
All right.
And I'm gonna give that to you in a little bit. It's coming.
All right.
Instead of a tree, he gave us another way to get in.
All right.
Y'all ready for that?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go to Matthew.
Matthew. What chapter?
Chapter 16. Matthew 16 and 19. When you find it, it reads like this.
Okay.
I'm going to go down here so you'll know who Jesus was talking to. Mm-hmm. He said unto them, but who say ye that I am? He asked them a question. Who do you say I am?
Right.
Who do you say who I am?
Right.
All right. And Peter answered, and he said, Simon Peter at that time, answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The flesh, tongue, body of the living God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. People get messed up with it, man, when he
says
Son of the living God. They actually believe that Jesus is a separate son from God and the Father. Some people just think, click, But see, now I'm going to tell you what the door is.
Okay.
We're coming to the door.
All right.
He said, I am the door.
Right.
He's the only one that could give you the knowledge of who he was.
All right.
Is.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, he was the Son of the living God. Jesus is the Son of the living God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
But most people, they missed the part that far.
Uh-huh. Yes,
God so loved the world that he gave his Son.
No,
his only Son.
Begotten.
That's not what the Bible says.
Forgot the
God
word begotten.
Says his, so he's begotten. What?
Begotten.
That's the key word.
That's right.
There's that's nobody it. In heaven, but who?
Jesus.
An angel is a piece of God.
God.
It's a spirit. God
Lord,
was all by himself.
Angels.
Oh, did he have a wife up there?
No.
Did he have some other being
no.
up there?
No, he was self-existent.
God is God himself. You know, back in the old days, when say Abraham begot, whoever else, and begot this, my father begot me, right?
Right.
My father, earthly father, it wasn't nobody else.
Amen.
Right?
That's
God is self-existing.
Yes.
That's right.
All by himself.
Amen.
So his only begotten,
Yes.
Only begotten is him.
Himself.
Yes.
In the flesh.
He said, I got to figure out how to go down there and save those people. Y'all
that's right.
Me, huh?
Yep.
We getting to the door. Y'all ready?
Okay.
I got to figure out how to, redeem these people back to me.
Uh-huh.
I did this to these people, but I'm going to fix it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go down and send my word down to heaven. I'm going to go down to the earth and speak to these people.
Amen.
You got that?
Amen.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, and the word was made flesh.
Amen.
The word of who?
God.
The word of God was made flesh.
Yes.
And so he sent Jesus, the holy God. Name that the angels call him.
God wrapped himself.
Angels named Jesus. Y'all
hallelujah. Know yes.
They got down here
glory
and
God.
The word of God walked on earth.
Thank hallelujah. You, Jesus. He dwelt
you know why the word of God walked on earth? If God himself had a sin came down as himself, boom.
We'd be wiped out.
Right.
We
could
not behold his glory.
No man
we weren't ready for
live.
That. No. So what he did is, I'm seeing my word, my power.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fullness of the
you know why the word of God is power? Because when he speaks, it happens.
That's right.
All right.
That's
all
the power. Thank you,
Lord Creator.
So God, we're getting to the door. Jesus is talking about the door, right? Mm-hmm. So he went down and he said, and Jesus said, answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon,
by
John. Flesh and blood, have not revealed it
unto thee.
But my Father, which is in heaven. When he said, but my Father, which is the Spirit.
Yes.
Huh? The Spirit of God, which is in heaven.
Yes.
And the Word of God was down here on earth.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
Simon Peter, you know, he always caught on, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, some of the other disciples. He talked to so many riddles, you know, and so many parables. I just don't get it. But Peter, he always did it. Peter was a thinker.
He figured it out.
He was a radical.
God gave him it. God gave it to him.
Huh? Jesus said something. He asked Jesus, what did you say? Huh?
What do you mean?
I didn't get that, Jesus. You got to say that to me again.
Uh-huh.
But he did it.
God revealed it.
So most of the people, disciples follow Peter.
Because
Peter always got it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
No soldiers came and to take Jesus away.
Uh-uh.
Peter was bad.
Not mine.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You think Peter was just a plain man? No. Plain person. He had a sword on his side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
He was.
And he was bad with it.
Oh yes, he was.
They came to get Jesus.
Cut
his ear off. Ear went to fly.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a good thing that God stopped him in time, because he would chop that man up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He would chop him up. Jesus went down and took the ear and put it back on. Nothing wrong, huh? But Peter always got it.
Yeah.
That's why he always focused on Peter.
Yeah.
It wasn't that, you know, he favored Peter better than all the other disciples.
Right.
He focused on Peter, because Peter had the mind to want to know.
Yeah.
He want to know this mystery
about
God.
Yeah.
A mystery about Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
He wanted to know that.
Yes.
So Jesus turned around and said to him, what did he say to him? And I say unto thee,
that thou art Peter.
Thou art Peter.
And upon this rock,
I will build my church.
And the gates of hell
shall not prevail against it. But
all right.
In the 19th verse, he said, I will give unto thee the keys of the what?
Kingdom
of heaven.
And whosoever thou said what?
Find on earth.
Yeah.
Shall be found in heaven.
And what else?
And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth
shall be
loosed in heaven.
Uh-huh. Now, you know why Jesus said, now you pay attention. Now, here we go. Here come the dough. Huh? Jesus said, I am the dough.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, I'm the dough, it's meaning, I am the knowledge.
Okay.
Huh? I have the knowledge that you need. Uh-huh. Now, here comes the tree. Of knowledge, right?
All right.
Now Jesus turning around and giving us the tree, huh? Of the key.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. The key.
Way back, they weren't supposed to touch this tree of knowledge, doing bad, right?
Right.
And evil, right? Now Jesus turning around, he's going to give us a tree of what? A key.
A key.
Oh, just do like this.
All right.
Get the tree out your mind now.
Okay.
Yeah. Now put the key in your mind.
Okay. Key to the door.
But the key factor. Now, listen to me now. Jesus said, I'm the door.
Right.
Did he say, I'm the door?
Yeah. He's the knowledge.
Right. He said, door.
Salvation. Yes.
He said, I'm the door.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
I'm the knowledge to get you to heaven.
Yes.
You can't get there without you come this way.
Come through the door.
But don't you know, son, what Jesus said to Peter? I'm going to give you the key to heaven.
That's right.
Y'all catching on?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the key to heaven.
He's going to open up the door to show the people.
Huh?
He'll have the way to open the door to show the people.
Peter?
That's true. Peter will tell the people what they must do to be saved.
Well, just Peter.
Well, he was given the key originally.
Plural.
But then everybody else. Plural. Okay, keys.
Yeah.
It was first given to Peter and then everyone else.
How y'all know? I'm going to tell you something about keys. I went to school for keys. I was a locksmith.
Okay.
And you can take a key and cut it and call that the master key.
Right.
And I can give Medusa key, master key. And your key will fit that same door.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
y'all follow me?
That's the master key. Isn't
all your keys could fit that same door.
Yeah.
The master key could fit any door.
Okay.
Any other, if there's any other doors, the master key fit all the doors. They said you got 100 doors.
Yeah.
Huh? That one master key will fit all them doors. All
right.
But go try your door key. Try your key with the pastor key.
Won't work.
It ain't gonna work.
No.
It's a mystery, isn't it?
That's right.
I never did learn that part. It was hard.
Oh. Okay.
That was hard.
All right.
One key would open all the doors.
Okay.
But your key will only fit that door.
Yeah.
All right.
Your door is right there. Door over there.
Right.
Your key fit this door. Have to come over there and try his key in your door. Ain't gonna work.
That's right.
But it's only one door.
All right.
One door.
He told Peter, I'm going to give you the keys.
Amen.
To where?
To the kingdom.
To get on the other side.
All right.
In order to get on the other side, what you got to do first?
Open the door.
Open the door of knowledge of Jesus Christ, who Jesus is. Well, first you go to the gate.
You got to get to the gate. There's a gate.
All right.
I told you in my house, there's a gate.
A straight gate.
If you ain't got the key to that gate, you're going to have to climb that gate. It's a 6-foot gate.
You don't want to do that.
You're going to fall.
You're going to fall.
I can't climb it. I know anybody else can't. Thank you, huh? You got to get to the gate first.
To open the gate.
Thank you, Jesus. And once you get to the gate, and you get past that gate, huh? Now you got let me explain. Let me explain what Jesus meant when he said about the keys, huh? The keys is that Peter, got the master key. All right.
Okay.
And then now he's gonna tell you the truth.
Right.
When he stood up in Acts 2:38 and told you about being baptized. Baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins and to receive the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's the key. See, Peter used his key. He was the first one that used the key.
Okay.
Ain't nobody else used the key. All
right.
Peter was the first one that used his key. Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? But I want to show y'all something. Y'all see Frank?
Yeah.
Where your keys at, Frank? I know he got him
with it. Oh,
that's my. Keys right there.
Wow.
I like
that's a lot of keys.
Frank know where every one of these keys go. Yeah. You think he just doing this for show?
You must have he know
everywhere every one of these keys go.
Yeah. Like 20 keys.
Peter was given the keys.
Okay.
To the king.
Okay, keys. I get it now. Keys.
The keys to the kingdom is the knowledge to get where?
To the door.
To
the door. You're going to go to the door and just stop?
No, you're going to go through.
You want to get on the other side of the door.
Get to heaven.
The other side of the
salvation.
Door is heaven.
Yes.
That's home.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is.
All right.
We're going to know Jesus as he is.
All right. Okay.
God wants us to know who he is.
Amen.
He don't want us to be confused. When you get the Holy Ghost and get in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you would know and understand God. God is not a God that would chop you down. He's a loving God.
Hallelujah.
When we get there, he's going to be the same.
Yeah.
If he wants to, he's going like that. We're gone. That's not what he wants. He said, I didn't come down here to call you servant.
Uh-huh.
He came down to call you what?
Friend.
A friend.
Yeah.
God want to be a friend to us. That's the knowledge.
Yeah.
Huh? The knowledge is how to get to the door and put your key in there and turn the key and it's going to work.
Yeah.
That key going to work.
Okay.
You go to your car, put your key in your car.
Yeah.
You start right up on it.
Yes.
That's the key I want. That's the key that I got from Peter.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got that?
Yeah.
All right.
Peter was given something. God entrusted him in something that was so valuable. And the value was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And who he is.
Yeah.
And what you got to do to be saved.
Uh-huh.
You got to repent. Huh?
Yeah.
You got to ask the Lord to forgive me, even if I ain't never did a sin in my life.
Yeah.
You still got to repent because of Adam.
Yeah.
Amen.
Adam made us all sinners.
Yeah.
And we still got to go to the Lord and be godly sorry for that sin.
Amen.
So anything else, you got to repent. And then just Peter stood up, the Because God told him what to say.
Yes.
He told him to repent. And then he told him to be what?
Baptized.
In the name.
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 Huh?
Singular.
Name.
Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus
Christ. You know why he understand that, student? When Jesus said, go to these therefore in the world, baptize and teach them, and baptize them in the name of the
singular.
Father. Huh?
Singular.
In the name of the Son.
Singular.
And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Well, Peter caught on. Jesus said name.
He opened up his understanding.
Titles. Father is a title.
Right.
Son is a title. Holy Ghost is a title.
Yes.
That's not what Jesus said.
That's right.
He said in the name. The name is Jesus. The Son is named who?
Jesus.
Okay, he said name, didn't he?
Amen.
Okay.
Name.
Okay, God's name is Jehovah.
God.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, originally.
Come on now.
The saving name is
the Holy Ghost.
Christ.
The Holy Ghost is the Spirit.
Yes. That's right.
I'm just messing with y'all because
okay.
people will tear you up if you don't know the text. This
he was the
is
comfort.
The key of knowledge.
I and my Father are one.
Hallelujah.
In my Father's name.
You got this key. All you got to do in this life is just stay away from trouble.
All right.
Stay out of the way of the devil.
That's right.
Don't hang with nobody that cuts and drinks and do all kinds of stuff. Things, I'm telling you, the devil will tear you up.
Yes.
But you got the key in your hand how to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Y'all follow me again?
Amen.
Huh?
Okay. The key.
Y'all
ain't getting this. Yeah. We get our key, and we have to use that key to get to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. To
no.
Get.
No,
we
no,
go
no,
to
no,
the
no.
gate first.
No. You got to get that key because the key is the knowledge.
Okay.
Well, you got the key, huh, that Peter gave you,
okay.
huh?
That's the open.
When
that
you
opens
come into
up
the knowledge of
okay.
Jesus Christ
got
and
it.
What to do to make it to heaven,
all right.
you got your key.
Okay.
That's
all right.
The key.
Okay.
That's why Jesus said keys.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keys meaning everybody got a chance to
key.
The tree of life.
That's right.
Key. Y'all follow me? It's for everybody.
Everybody.
If nobody is, you don't want the key, okay? That's all right. You don't want the key? I'm keeping my key.
Hallelujah.
Every now and then you'll find somebody that wants the key. And they come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and obey the scripture and go down in the water in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on up seeking the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Receiving the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Once you make that step, the next step, you still got, wait a minute now. You got a key, right?
Okay.
When you do it, when you obey the Bible, and what it told you to do, you got the key in your hand.
Right.
When you, the minute you go down in the water in Jesus' name, come out, you got the key.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that right?
Yes.
You got the key.
Yes.
But now what you got to do?
See, you have to use
you gotta
it.
You got to keep your key.
Keep your key.
Don't lose your key.
Oh.
You want to continue getting filled with the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
And then once you get the Holy Ghost down, what you got to do?
Continue. Continue living holy.
So how you continue?
Through fasting, through praying, through seeking Him, seeking His Word, and praying.
What's
and
the first thing you got to do? What's the Bible say?
Repent daily. You don't know if you've done anything wrong to offend Him.
What did the Bible and the message told you to do?
Okay.
What did the Bible told you to do? You got your key now. You understand who Jesus is.
Yeah.
You obey His word when He said, told you He gave the command.
Yeah.
You got the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. Now what you got to do?
Use the key.
Use the key, huh?
Keep using it. Keep seeking God. Keep getting refilled.
We are
getting
in. I'm going to help y'all.
Walk through the door.
Karen, I'm going to help them out.
All right.
So
I need help too.
You got the key, right?
Yeah.
You in the flesh.
Yeah.
The devil is going to attack you every chance he can.
Yeah.
So you got to do what?
It's
this my message. Y'all don't mess with
you. Make
gonna
sure
begin.
You keep
what?
Your key safe.
What you say, brother? Come on, holler it out, Pastor Allen.
Strive.
You got to watch.
Strive. Fight for this thing.
I got my key.
Strive.
And I'm striving.
Okay.
So go to that door and open that door and go that key door and work.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my hope. My hope that just like you go to your car and start the car up, and you sometimes we don't even think about it. You put it in there, and then that key work, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm striving mean to fight the devil.
Yes.
All right.
Anything that's not like Jesus, huh? Anything that will stop you, anything that will break your key, you want to strive to make it to the door. Jesus said, we ain't at the door yet.
Yes.
We ain't at the door yet.
No, we're still going.
We're at the door.
We are at the gate.
Come on,
okay. I got it now. Okay, that makes sense.
I got you
now.
Now
I get it.
Come on now.
I get it now.
You're just at the gate.
We're still at the gate.
You got the key.
You're not going to get through the door to get to heaven. Okay, I got it.
I was just praying that that couple was
thank
here
you,
today.
Jesus. Lord
thank
Jesus.
But you got the key now, huh?
Yeah.
You're at the gate.
Yeah.
And you're waiting on what?
You're waiting for Jesus to come.
Coming what?
To call his people. So you can open the door with the key. You can open the door with the key.
Why Jesus going to come?
He's going to call.
He's going to call.
The trump will sound.
Yeah.
And them that are that have the key and are using it will get taken up.
So when Jesus comes, little birds going to be carrying?
No, he's going to be in a cloud.
How Jesus going to come?
In a cloud. In the sky.
See that?
In the sky.
Jesus come in the cloud.
That's right. And the trump will sound.
When he comes in that sky, the trump will sound. Huh?
Yes.
The door is
open.
The door is alive.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
I want to be one that make it.
Yes.
That's the knowledge
right.
of the key.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? When you got the knowledge of the key, you sort of have a guarantee that your key is going to work.
Right.
But you got every day you got to repent.
Keep that key.
Every day you got to pray. Every day, some people think I got to be over the missionary board. I got to be over the treasurer.
Oh,
I got to do this.
Goodness.
I got to do that in the church. No, you don't. You don't have to do all that.
No.
Huh? The main thing you need to do in the church, if you don't want to be all in leaders and all that stuff, is to live holy.
That's right.
Live right. Amen.
Stay away from the devil. Keep the devil away from you.
Okay.
Fight the devil.
All right.
You got to do it. Because if you don't fight the devil, what's going to happen? What did I say in the lesson?
He'll defeat you.
He'll
cause you to lose your key.
Jesus come. Uh-huh. Come on.
He'll cause you to lose your key.
When
you're
we
not
all
careful.
Try our key to the cab.
We've got to make sure we have our key.
And we all fly away with Jesus.
Right.
When the Bible said that he's going to shut the door.
That's right.
You don't
want to
miss it.
Don't want to miss it.
You want me to get
the key ready.
He's going to do what?
He's
going to close the
door.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? They're going to come to people. Some people in the church going to have a key. Amen. Huh?
But they didn't keep using it.
They didn't stay at the where?
At the gate.
Striving to live a favor to
drive.
Huh?
Okay.
You got a key.
Okay.
Put that key in there and it didn't work.
Because
the Bible said they're going to come and do what?
They're going to knock.
Let me
door
in.
Shut.
Don't shut the door on me. Don't lock me out. What did Jesus say?
I don't know you.
He said, I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's
too late.
If you look at your key, you know, you take the key. They got these funny keys now. You can't look at these keys now. Just dang it for the cars. But I'm using the old way.
Yep.
It cuts in the key.
Right.
If one of those cuts is wrong, that door is not, that lock is ain't gonna work.
It ain't gonna open the door.
And that's what's gonna happen when Jesus come in the what?
When he comes in the clouds.
He said that plain. We see the Son of Man coming in the cloud.
In the cloud.
That's how he gonna enter.
Yeah.
In the cloud. Everybody
right.
is gonna know it's Jesus coming
that's
in the
right.
cloud. And the dead, to the living, those that lived and didn't die, is going to know
hallelujah.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
There's amen. No mistake, huh? That's Jesus coming. The heaven is going to shake,
yes.
huh? It's going to be so loud and so destructive. They think that an earthquake is bad. But the day that Jesus comes in the cloud,
yes.
it's going to get everybody's attention.
All right,
now listen,
amen.
When I say everybody's attention, I'm talking about the dead too.
Uh-huh.
You know how many years we've been here about 200,000 years, huh? A lot of people died in between those 200,000 years. Every soul that came and walked on this earth is going to know and see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And they better have what?
The key.
Amen.
and be in the gate.
It's going to be people going to have keys.
They're going to have to strive and
I
be in the gate.
I went down in Jesus' name.
Keep striving.
I came to church every Sunday.
Stay in that gate.
I did everything I can.
He attacks the ones that are saved.
But what you got to do?
Repent
daily.
Come on,
strive.
Okay.
Strive.
All that you said, you didn't have to just say that.
Strive.
Jesus is coming back for those that got a key and striving to keep their key.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, I am the door. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Nobody is going to go through this door except me. You know, unless I say so.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I'm the door.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I am the way to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am the way to heaven. I am the way to the place where I came from.
Yes.
My home. If you want to come to my home, you better have a key ready when I get here.
Yeah.
When the door opens, you better be ready because you know I'm not gonna hold the door for nobody. If somebody's running up there and say, "Wait a minute, Jesus! Wait a minute, Jesus! Wait for me!"
No.
You better be ready because when I
be
shut
ready.
The door,
it's shut.
Be in.
That's
right.
I'm not gonna open this door no more.
Uh-huh. That's right. Just like in Noah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back to get Jews first. I say Jews first because they were the first one. They're God's chosen people. And then all of us that's not a Jew. When I say Jew, a Hebrew, Israelite. Israelites is God's chosen people today.
Right.
No matter what, nobody can take that heritage from him. He's coming back for them. He's coming back for the Chinese. He's coming back for the Japanese. African American? I'm not African American. I'm a black American. What you want to call it? I'm a black American. I ain't never been to Africa, but he's coming back for Africans, It's gonna be a whole host of people.
Yes.
But the only thing different when we get to heaven, it ain't gonna be none of that.
Yeah.
Huh? No more.
No more distinction.
I'm black, I'm white, I'm brown. Ain't going to be no more of that.
Amen.
That's the door we want to go through.
Amen.
That's right.
Have your what ready?
Have your key ready.
Have your key what?
Ready.
Your key ready and strive.
Have it what?
Strive at the gate.
Cut with the right key. Cut.
Yes.
With the right
Jesus
cut.
Jesus got the master key.
Right.
Have your key what?
Cut right.
With the right key. And cut.
Use the right key.
That's
and
right.
Keep using it. Keep striving.
You come and find out your key is broken hell.
Oh, no. You have to be.
I better let this alone. I think y'all got this.
Okay.
Huh? Your key going to be all rusty and all.
No. You got to keep it oiled and shined. Keep it clean. Keep it managed.
No, that key is not going
to
go in that door.
No.
That lock is going to be a holy lock. No. Your key has got to be what?
Pure.
Shiny.
New.
That's the key God will recognize, huh?
Shiny.
What is the key?
The key is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Who he is, the understanding.
And some over with that now.
And
it's a lot of people know got the knowledge of Jesus.
That
Jesus.
Opens the door.
Do you know they're living right?
No. I don't know who's living
right. Only who know that?
God.
God know that.
God's the only one that knows.
I'm sorry, you mean. I just get carried away.
That's all right.
Only God knows the deep, down, intimate, down inside of. He know that. I don't know that.
Amen.
I don't want to know nothing about you. But praise the Lord. I love you. But your life, that's you and Jesus.
Amen.
That's you and Jesus. So your key is shining, huh? You ready to go.
Keep it shining.
Have you heard that before? Subscribe.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
I've heard of ready to go.
Oh. Well, we ready to go.
We ready to go.
Blessed Jesus.
Oh, you hang around us enough, you'll understand. You'll be ready.
That's black talk. Ready to go.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's Californian. I speak Oregonian.
What's that show we used to watch? What is it called? What was it? That? No.
In Living Color.
Yeah, Living Color.
Oh.
Before it started there. Ready to go.
Ready to go. What does that mean?
Oh, it's just a slang.
Oh, it's a slang that means ready to go. So it's like a short. Okay.
So next time you see your kids, you tell them, I'm ready to go.
Oh, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Tell them, I am ready to go for when Jesus comes.
Okay.
They're going to go,
that'll be interesting. Can't wait to see the reaction.
That's right. We're ready. So I want y'all to continue praying for this couple.
Amen.
Bless them, Jesus.
I'm hoping that they have been struck by the devil.
God help them.
Change their mind.
Jesus, give them a mind to come.
Drift in another way. But we pray for them. We pray that the Lord will send them back here.
Amen.
You know, and if we have to, we'll go to the lake. And I
can't
get out of there with my clothes on.
Got to do it right away.
Take them on down.
You can't wait.
When they say they want
it. Got to do it when they want
it. God pray for me. I don't mean to come up here and I didn't mean to. It's just Jesus.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm tired.
It's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We all need it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.